Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on your local radio station. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all of that livestock news? Well, you do. Tri-State Livestock News offers all of that and much, much more. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And Lemon Livestock, with the regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday, wishes all of you a very Merry Christmas from Paul Huffman and his staff. Also from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, Randy Tinnell, his family and staff send out Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning land. It's Shippey Realty. Merry Christmas, everyone! At that moment, the church bells began to ring. The sound reached his ears above the sounds of the wind, and he stood there listening to the bells, pealing the glad tidings of Christmas, and he sank to his knees in the snow.
A couple of other Christmas-related stories for you today. And then I'm going to do the more of that, I believe. It was December 1935, during the Depression. Although she was a single mother of three with little money, Mom never turned away any hungry person who came to the door. One day, she welcomed in a man with white hair and a great white beard. While she fixed him a meal, he asked me in the kindest way, "What do you want for Christmas?" "Skates," I quickly replied. "You'll get them," he assured me. I was elated. Not so my mother. She couldn't afford them. Christmas morning came, and there were no skates under the tree. Mother tried to explain that I wouldn't be getting them, but I knew differently. I ran to the front door and threw it open, and there on the porch was a pair of skates. My mother later told me that a family friend had left them there for me, but I know it was Santa Claus. Funds were tight for my friend Joe and her husband, but Tinker, Joe's five-year-old, was convinced that since he'd been good all year, Santa would bring him a bike. And not just any bike, but a rare yellow one. "Don't worry, Mom," he said. "He'll bring it." Joe's sister and her five-year-old son lived with Joe, and it happened that little boy was getting a red bike. On Christmas Eve, I told my mother the story of Tinker and the yellow bike. "You can't let that happen," she said. "That little boy won't understand why Santa brought his cousin a new bike and not him." Mom handed me a pile of bills. "Take this and get him that bike." By now, it was late, and most stores were closed. I called the only place that I knew that sold bikes. A man answered, and I asked if he had any boys' bikes left. "Only one," he said, and then he added apologetically, "but it's yellow." On a previous program, I started an article that was sent in by Dee Griffiths here a while back for the Good Stuff program called I Believe, and I think I'm going to share a few more of those here on this program as well. I believe that heroes are the people who do what has to be done when it needs to be done, regardless of the consequences. I believe that money is a lousy way of keeping score. There you go. I believe that my best friend and I can do anything or nothing and have the best time. I believe that sometimes the people you expect to kick you when you're down will be the ones to help you get back up. I believe that sometimes when I'm angry, I have the right to be angry. But that doesn't give me the right to be cruel. So pretty good lessons in life here called I Believe. I wish I knew who had written those. But regardless, I believe that just because someone doesn't love you the way you want them to doesn't mean that they don't love you with all that they have. A few more of those. I believe that maturity has more to do with what types of experiences you've had and what you've learned from them and less to do with how many birthdays you've celebrated. I believe that it isn't always enough to be forgiven by others. Sometimes you have to learn to forgive yourself. And I believe that no matter how bad your heart is broken, the world doesn't stop for your grief. More of those on another edition of The Good Stuff coming up. Here's a little fun couple of things to leave you with today. The world needs more warm hearts and fewer hotheads. Nothing in the world is friendlier than a wet dog. And often the best thing about not saying anything is that it can't be repeated or used against you. Just a few tidbits of information there for you as we approach Christmas. We hope you have a blessed season. Remember the reason for the season. Mike and Kim Burge here from Valentine, Nebraska on the Good Stuff program, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas from the Good Stuff.